This crazy day for you started at 5 a.m.
It did. It did, and I'm here.
Just, you know, for fried chicken, you're here. Thank you.
You know what? Fried chicken and rice, ugh, the best of the best.
Yes, and with that, we welcome you to Kate's Drama, the podcast. We've got Marky Strom for this episode, but the correct pronunciation of Marky Strom, S-T-R-O.
It's actually... Because like umlaut is a German thing.
Oh my god.
Which is I guess closer to my characters. That's the dots. That's umlaut. Mine is because I'm Norwegian. So it's an O with a slash.
Okay.
So it's as opposed to
U. So not
So it's Ström.
Ström. Oh my god. Marky. Ström.
Ström. But you know what? I'm fine with Stroem.
Stroem.
That's what I get all the time.
Yeah, because I'm Tatlong Hari. I get like all sorts of jokes with it. So nobody can really say it correctly, especially when it's a foreigner, which is kind of cute.
Yeah. I think it's cute how the Sound of Music people said it.
Yeah, did I get it right?
Tatlong Hari.
Tatlong Hari. Yeah. But obviously, the Pinoy na Pinoy. That's why I love having it out there. When I was a kid, it was problematic. And I did say three kings more, and my dad was into writing like three and a crown on my notebooks or whatever. But now it sounds like a superhero.
You know what? It's all about how you look at it, right? Yeah. And I feel like having a last name that's so different from everyone else makes you unique.
Like Ström. Ström. Today
which
we will
means
say it,
electricity.
Right?
It means I'm a god of thunder because I'm a Viking. So
you are electric.
I'm electric. Yeah. So it's like current or thunder.
And you do have a natural energy that everyone is drawn to.
Oh, same as you.
So just to tell everybody who doesn't know, you are currently leaving your Lumang Tao theater era for a moment because of Pokemon. But he did Mula Sa Buwan, Sound of Music, and Larawan, all set in the 40s. Well,
yeah.
I don't know.
It was actually interesting because first I started off with Mula Sa Buwan, which was the end, tail end of the war.
Tail end. Right? But this happened in our timeline of our lives. It happened after the pandemic. I did see you. That was my first play. And it felt like it was speaking to me because it was about artists. Somehow, and it felt great to watch you guys in the Samsung Theater.
Happened to me. Yes, it was actually very interesting having to do this because it's my first full-on Filipino play.
Oh.
Aside from Awitin Mo't Isasayaw Ko,
which we did
we
together.
Did together as well,
CCP.
But it didn't really involve much
acting.
Dialogue or acting. This one, on the other hand, had a lot of poetry, which was all really deep Tagalog.
Deep Tagalog, but your character was not deep.
He wasn't deep at all. He was shallow
cute.
AF. And what was interesting about the character was that he was just, you know, so wide-eyed. And he just, you know, he just believed what everyone had to say and he just followed. He was like a follower. And it was great to see how he evolved through the story. And then I went from good boy to bad boy real quick with you as well.
And that's where our friendship blooms. So we are theater friends. I watched you first and then we were together in
The Sound of Music.
This was just March 2023.
No, but you did Carousel first.
I did Carousel December, which I did after watching you guys.
Yeah, that was the one I really want. But December is like super
busy.
Rakitsi, sunne. So I
and
really
you were in demand, diba?
After that, yeah. But then it was great because right after that, we got to do Sound of Music together, which is the...
Which we auditioned for. And we kind of felt, did we get the part?
Yeah, I was...
You saw me there in the... kind of like an audition meeting.
And I was like, what is she doing here? And then I saw you sat down at the table. I was like, confirmed. And then after that, like we spoke and like, I was kind of scared because there was like a whole process to that. It started off.
It was a bit of a wait.
Yeah, it started off as just like, okay, do you want to audition? You're like, okay, I'm down. And then let's have a meeting. And then we had the meeting. And then send in the video, and then you wait. It was like a couple of months, and then I found out I got it, and I had to drop everything. I said, nope, I'm leaving radio for 4 weeks. I'm going to focus on this role and I'm just going to get it right.
Right. Same, same. So I'm really glad that Showtime also gave me a work leave.
Yeah.
So we were gone from work for like a month plus. But your energy during that time and your excitement just brought it to a whole other level because he made it like very nationalistic.
Yeah, because if you think about it, like normally we have, you know, the shows we have here in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
And you have people who go abroad and do shows abroad. But in this situation, we actually had the show come here for our market to watch, or the entire Philippines to watch. And we're basically representing them.
Mm-hmm.
Basically making it seem like there is a chance for each and every single one of them to succeed and to join an international cast,
mm-hmm.
if so they so want to in the future.
The Broadway Asia touring cast.
Touring cast. That particular show was actually a Broadway, the Broadway mm-hmm. version of the show, which won an award, right? Which won a Tony. It was great to work with all these people from abroad, from different cultures.
And they were very welcoming. And it was extra special because it was our birthday month.
Yes. Like, yeah. Like literally the last week, it was my birthday on the Tuesday. And then
Lauren.
It was Lauren, who was my Liesl. It was her birthday on the 22nd, which is the Wednesday.
And then, I'm 22.
Oh, no, 22. 22nd was you. And then, see, Lauren was the 23rd, which is the Thursday, which is where we guessed it on Showtime.
Yeah, it was.
Yes.
Yeah. So I would call this friendship of ours parang a life moment formed kind of a friendship. Because some people, because of a calamity or a heartbreak, parang that's the main, parang the central thing that bonds
them
it,
together. Yeah.
But I think for us, it's this one theater experience. Because we had done Awitin Mo at Isasayaw Ko. But this one was just so major. And we were together every day.
Yeah.
I had never done so many shows.
Even if we didn't really have, we didn't really have a scene together. Well, we had one. But
yeah,
it was just like, we made it work. I was just like, I just had to look at her.
That's it.
And she had to look at me. And then I just walked out. I ran out.
We have pictures together. We need to have those printed nga pala.
Yeah, we need those photos. Because like, hello, it's a moment. I mean,
right.
It's our first like credit with the Broadway International Group. I guess it's just opened a lot of doors for potential future work for both
mm-hmm.
of us. And it's great to have shared this adventure
that,
with you.
That adventure. And I think, you know, you were right about it being like a nationalistic endeavor because being at the stage door, I did meet so many Filipinos and I was so surprised about how this project meant to them and how proud they were just to see us representing the flag by being part of the cast. Like, some kids would draw me and then may flag. Kasama pala talaga yung being Pinoy and the Pinoy Pride.
Exactly. And it's great that we were one of the first people to do that because, I mean, Rachel's coming back.
I know, I'm so excited for her.
She's going to do Hamilton.
I was telling her,
excited to watch.
The Filipinos deserve to watch you in the Philippines as well because iba rin eh, like, not everyone can afford to watch her in the West End.
I watched her once in the West End.
Because you was can like, afford
but,
it.
No, but it was on the way to Norway kasi.
Sakto, no.
Ström. No, but on my way... But on my way to Norway, I stopped by London and I was like, I have to watch Les Miserables with Rachel and go.
Swear, the great timing.
And I watched her and she was amazing.
Oh,
everyone
let's
was
watch
in
her together
tears.
Here.
Let's do it.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure we're going to get.
We better get
her I think deserve.
She was my Shanka batchmate ko sa ASAP. She was my seatmate.
Oh yeah.
The time that I was there. Yeah.
Oh, I love her.
ASAP
I love Rachel.
XB.
Because I used to actually produce a few music videos, and there was one I produced with her, and it was this interesting dream she had about her, like it's just a visions of so many interesting visions where she saw a little girl, a little version of herself who found a mirror. So she told me her dream, and I was
mm-hmm.
like, okay.
Ah, this is an actual dream,
and we turned it into a music video, and we found out that there are a few people who have a similar dream as well. Which is very interesting because it involves a certain version of herself too. But it is metaphoric for something else.
Mm-mm.
It's like she was fearful of doing something. And then months later, maybe a year later, she went up to Broadway.
Yung pala.
Like, this is one dream.
Yeah, parang getting rid of your old self. Not that I'm getting rid, but, you know, just leaving that part of you behind.
Yeah, leaving the fears behind.
Mm-hmm.
I Whispered Fear was the name. I remember that. And after that Whispered Fear was whispered, she's ruling the world. And I'm just so proud of this amazing, amazing Broadway star created in the Philippines, you know? Because there are so many Broadway stars like that were created over there who were Filipino as well. But it's also very special to see someone who rose to fame here or who had their training here end up doing very well abroad.
Yes, West End.
Which is what I'm very, very excited about, especially seeing her in Hamilton, because I've never seen Hamilton. So this is going to be my virgin excursion. I've heard the music, but I've never... Yeah. The thing is, Hamilton, I think, came out and I was already stuck in radio. And because I was stuck in radio, I couldn't leave. Mm-hmm. Like, I literally take leaves for work.
Same.
I don't take leaves for vacation.
That's what happens.
That's not a thing.
Vacation happens during work.
Yeah. So it's just like, okay, so Marky, you're going to Japan with as Pokemon ambassador with our national esports team. Okay, cool. I love Japan.
Workation.
I'm going to be working as the ambassador, going to the Pokemon company and all sorts of things, meeting the voice of Ash Ketchum. But I'm also...
We're getting a clap over here.
But I'm also going there to maybe go see Mount Fuji.
Right.
Maybe check out the different other anime that I love.
Matcha, have a food trip.
Eat a lot of food, walk around, meet a lot of cool people.
But you're the cool people because when we did Sound of Music again because of the Pokemon, all the kids loved you.
Oh my god.
So you are their friend.
I like
because of this.
Literally what I'm told. Marky, what is up with your market? it was Gab Pangilinan. I remember.
Why
this distinctly.
Limited,
we were in Enchanted Kingdom and we were sitting next to each other and someone comes, oh my gosh, I'm a huge fan of your theater thing. So they took a photo.
Uh-huh.
And then this gay guy comes and goes, oi Marky, pa photo naman. And then this little kid, oh my gosh, it's Marky. I watch you in Pokemon Asia. Professor Marky pala.
Professor Marky.
Yeah,
is
Professor.
Your name.
Because when I launched a couple of games, which I launched it with a Malaysian co-host and a Australian co-host. So we did Australasia, launch of Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl and Legends of Arceus. And when I launched both of those games on online, because it was during the pandemic, that's when the kids started watching our little... It was a little show that we had, and they called me Professor Marky.
Cute!
So after that, Gab goes, my gosh, no, ang lawak ng market mo, akalain mo. Like I said, you know what? You have to, you know, grow your market and really meet different kinds of people. Because
Correct.
If you limit yourself to one thing, how are you going to grow?
Correct. And I think that's how you are as a friend as well. So going back to our super fun Sound of Music experience, you brought the cast to Obar.
I did.
Which is where drag queens reign.
Yes.
It was a fun, memorable night.
Is that your first time?
It was my first time, but it was so good because it was with everyone. And because we're with the Sound of Music cast, they did the Sound of Music.
They literally...
On stage.
The drag queens.
And no, it was theater night.
It was theater night.
They did Wicked. Tawang tawa sila kasi may lumilipad.
But then they brought me up on stage with Drew, who was our stage manager, and they did Do Adir.
Do Re Mi.
Do Re Mi. So Do Mi So So Re Fa Fa La Ti Ti. Ganon. So.
Gusto ko yung ganon.
Ganon. Uh-huh. So doing that was just fantastic because you got to like merge this beautiful drag scene that we have here in the Philippines that do it.
Your two worlds, right?
Absolutely amazing. I only got into the whole drag scene because of a series I did over the pandemic that, you know, opened the doors to a lot of the drag community. And
was that your first drag?
That was, well, no. On stage, I've done a few things as a drag queen. I did, when I was in high school.
Okay.
I did a show called The Apple Tree. And I was bullied incessantly, but I just went, I don't care.
Right.
I'm an actor. I can do this. Be femme one day, be masked the next, and that's completely fine. Because that's acting. And if you want to play a drag queen, you have to be a drag queen. So I had to learn how to walk in heels. I had to learn how to dress up. I had to learn how to put on the makeup. I had to learn how to, you know, exude the confidence that a drag queen has. And I was happy that I was able to really open the doors up to our queers in our community to just be themselves.
Yeah.
During the pandemic, I was even able to walk in Arab Fashion Week.
I saw that. You looked fabulous.
I was the very first man in an Arab country to walk in heels and topless, which are both illegal. And
so how was that possible?
I don't know,
because it's fashion.
Our designer was from Hollywood and it was a private event, but it was also streamed online to millions and millions and millions of Arabs who were not very happy with the few who weren't happy, but a few were like, go slay. But walking in 7-inch heels.
Well, that is hard
to close
in itself.
The show.
Uh-huh.
It opened doors up to a lot of people. Because the year after, last year, a lot of people now are doing the same. So So there was an entire show with heels. For men, which is great. And
great and painful.
Great and absolutely painful.
Yeah.
But you know, if you look at that 7 foot tall Ken, it's something else. It's a sight to see. You'd be like, oh my gosh, that's a giant. Outfit's awesome.
How do you prepare for that? I mean, do you even practice with the heels?
Yeah, as I shot the show, My Delivery Girl, which involved me being a drag queen who is also a Grab delivery driver.
Mm-hmm.
I had to perform in heels and I had to ride my motorcycle in heels.
Wow.
So literally the entire day I would be walking around set in heels. Because
7-inch? Because 7-inch would be like the pole.
3 to 7.
Parang pang pole dancing na yan. No?
3 to 7-inch heels. Depending on what it is
on
I was doing.
Scene, yeah.
Normally,
and your outfit.
Yeah, normally it was like 3 or 4. But when it was like the big scenes, bonga scenes, it would be 6-7.
Yeah.
And I'm just happy to be able to really represent or help a certain culture just be more proud of who they are and in their own skin. And that was why it was so much fun bringing the Sound of Music cast to this amazing drag scene we have in the Philippines to be able to show them that and watch them be in awe of our talent here as well.
Yeah, I think they were really blown away by the wicked performance.
When they flew up in the air.
Diba?
Even the international drag queens, because right before we got into the pandemic. The last party I think I celebrated was in Obar.
I see.
So it's, near and dear to me.
I mean, just that kind of thing, bringing us all there together, that's also a big deal for friendships, diba?
Yeah.
Parang it creates a night to remember and that binds you for life.
Yeah.
And our friendship grew stronger pa kasi right after Sound of Music, tuloy-tuloy, we had another play and Yael was so happy. Yes, more time with Marky.
I love Yael. Yael's amazing. I'm so happy that I got to know him more, especially during Sound of Music and Contra Mundo.
And Obar. But yeah, so we did Larawan next. So that's also a period piece.
That was another. And it was interesting because
here, this is the one.
Ang Larawan.
So you did give me like more shows together. I think that's you.
Yes, that was
right.
Me. That's our, you know.
Yeah, it's
that's
something my mom
did
years
did
ago.
Yeah, and there's just so many of the greats have done this show, and it's just one of those iconic shows.
Mm-hmm.
That it's a bucket list show that you know every actor wants to try to do at least once. Because
will we be doing it again?
I hope so.
Are you doing it again?
Well, I said yes.
Okay, see
did
you
say
in
yes?
November.
Yes. Because
you're also upset.
Okay.
He's like, okay, the next thing you audition for, can you make sure Marky auditions? When I found out that someone dropped out of the project I'm doing next, I'm like, can you call Marky? Well, then when Mark, you can do it.
Oh my gosh. Well,
you're so busy, but whatever.
Well, you know what? It's not that I'm so busy. It's more that now I have to make bawi.
Yes.
For the leaves I took based on Sound of Music, like radio, literally the first week back, I sat down with our boss and he goes, Mark, you already took 1 month off. You're not allowed to take any more leaves. You know that, right? And I said, yes. I'm sorry, Sir Lou. I'm going to make bawi. And I haven't taken one leave.
So the next
one leave
is
since.
Your...
Hi, Sir Lou. I haven't taken one
Sir
leave
Lou.
Yet. And the only reason I'm taking a leave this week, which I asked for in advance, was because it's also work. It's a
correct
international event. So
to everyone listening, please support the morning rush.
Yes.
That's every morning. Every, what time do you start? 6?
Monday to Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. on Monster RX 93.1.
Got done on Brady. Yes. Voice. And join in on their like top 10 stuff.
Yeah, join in on top 10 stuff. We're always trending in the mornings. Like we have that time slot down pat. We're always one either trending on X.
On X.
We're trending, and our posts, hindi na tweets, our posts do very well. A lot of people are always posting about it, and we're always trending on Twitter and...
on X.
On X. And as in, they're so awesome. These, the rushers is what we call them. They always send us food. As in, we don't even have to buy our own coffee anymore. We have a coffee fund. Every morning, we have like someone sending us something cool and just telling us how we've helped them through certain things.
Yeah, because that is a tough time of the day. And you do want to get pumped up for the day or the rest of the week.
Yeah.
So that's what you do for a lot of people.
Yeah, and that's why what we do is we just focus on just making people happy. We don't talk about politics. We don't talk about religion. We avoid anything that has to do with possible feuds. We focus on things that'll just make people laugh and make people smile.
Yeah, because that's what you need in the morning.
It's just a little pep me up before work, and it's great because a lot of people are like, "Sa meeting ako pero pinapanood ko pa rin kayo." So it's things like that that make us smile and make us happy.
Ayan na, nakabawi na kami, Sir Lou.
Yes, o diba?
Baka naman you can do the other show.
Hala, go all out. Oh, which other show? Oh,
basta. Later, I'll tell
you. Oh, tell me about it later. Baka I can do it. Let's
kasi
see.
Kasi nga, Yael's always like, Marky should be in every theater thing that you do.
Tell me. Let's do it.
Yeah. Sir Lou,
Pero I think if I have to do that, I can't miss TMR. I have to go to work and then go straight to rehearsal. If
doable.
It happens. It's doable. It's doable.
But hard.
Yeah, but I've done it before. For Mula Sa Buwan, the only one I didn't do it for was Sound of Music because I was like, okay, this is international, kailangan bongga.
Right.
But for Mula Sa Buwan, I was like, okay, we have ample time, two and a half months
also
of rehearsal.
Because it's not daily. We had a week and some days long to rehearse for the Sound of Music, and just being with you makes me make sure that I am in tip-top shape. Parang it was nice to have you as a partner.
Yeah. It was great to have you as a partner too.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
And because you were friends naman with everyone, at least I have a friend who's friendlier. So at least he can be the friendlier friend and then I can focus on my lines and bahala na siya with the bonding and I'll just go.
Hello, meron ka din, diba? Like, she had her own, like dressing room group.
Yeah.
And then I had my own dressing room group. We had, Trevor, who is our captain, and we had Max the Dax.
Of a certain chicken brand, yeah.
Yes, Max is, Max's fried chicken. No. He was your partner
he
in the show.
Partner, yeah.
And it was just really fun having conversations with them because it was Trevor, who was really cool, and then Max, who was a nudist.
Philippines, we have like this really good reel that went viral.
Yeah,
we were just walking around Pasig River. It's quite an interesting bunch, no?
Yeah, and it was really funny. Like I told you, like because he's proud. He's a proud nudist. So he would just change in front of us, right? It was good. That I mean, we're okay with that, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
other people
but then
are fine with that.
We had our dressers who would come in.
Yeah.
And they would do that. Filipino dressers, you know, a little bit more conservative. And so they'd see it, they go, oh. And then they talk to me, "Ay, Marky, si Max the Ducks."
Quack, quack, quack.
Quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, duck. Diba? Sa Sound of Music, diba? Kasi puro mga baguettes naman ang kasama
namin. Yeah, it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I did see Sabina in Korea. So, you know, these friendships remain. And maybe one day, diba, who knows, we'll go to Obar again.
Yeah, who knows? Let's go check it out one of these days when they come and visit, and we can take them out, bring them to all sorts of different places. We haven't gotten to show them like Boracay.
Yeah, but you did have a fun birthday party because I had like a normal brunchy birthday party, but you had like a fun birthday party where everyone went swimming on our day off, which was my work day also.
Yeah, because I even during that time I also took off because it's a break.
And I guess that's also why you're very interesting, and it's easy for you to make friends with people who are different ages, different nationalities. I remember nga you were telling me about all these mga little trips that you do, and you really go to many places. And
yeah, well, I mean, I like to go on trips alone. I'm a fan of going on vacations by myself, because like when you are by yourself, you get to really just experience the culture as opposed to just experiencing the people you're with, which you have them on at home. But in this situation, you can go out, sit down, have a coffee or whatever, meet a random person, talk about your deepest, darkest secrets, and never see them again.
Yes.
And it's great because at least you get to like let it all out.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you let it out, you can move on with your life.
Sometimes that's the kind of interaction you need. It's not exactly a deep friendship like forever, but it's a deep friendship for that
moment. That moment. And that's also the whole, you know, the whole concept of when you have little flings as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you go out of town and you just meet someone and it's like
you
this
click.
Quick romance that you have for like a week and then it's done. You never see each other again. I don't anymore. I'm happy. I'm happy. Wait. Oh, diba? I'm happy.
Yeah.
So I don't.
Happily in private. I saw that you posted.
I'm happily in private. Yeah, 4 years now. No, because like
happily in love, pala. In private.
In private, because that's the thing. For me, I don't feel like I personally want to share everything online. I'm not scared of my relationship. I'm scared of everyone else. Me personally, I just don't like to have that because there are a lot of horrible people out there who love doing that.
Correct. Yeah.
Destroying Ariana Grande. Destroying relationships. I something in my throat. But like I don't like having that. I don't like exposing it too much. Once in a while, like to my good friends like Migs and you and like to random people I meet, right? I was like, come with me, I'm going to Kirill's podcast. I mean, I have work. So, pero
next time.
Like, we're very secure in a sense na pwede siya magbakasyon, pwede din ako magbakasyon, and it's completely fine. We're also open. I can do whatever the F I want, and so can my significant other.
That's so nice.
And
it's clear, so it's good.
Yeah, and what's good about that is we don't, because it's legal. Diba normally?
Okay. That makes it better, because it's something you could do. So you parang...
Yeah, it's something you can do.
So the excitement is gone.
It's gone because like we don't even have to share it with each other. But like since it's gone,
right? It works out pala that way.
Yeah, because like we trust each other, naman. Because
that
is the confines. That is our rules in our relationship. So it is okay.
Mm-hmm.
If something happens, we just talk about it. It's been 4 years already. But like these days, we rarely hook up with any other person.
Mm-hmm.
More of just, I'd rather go home because I have work at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning, and I'd rather just lie down with you, watch Netflix, hug, and go to sleep.
Aww. But as for friendships, how does that go? Like, are you okay with best friends? Is that ever an issue? Or yun nga yung sinasabi mo, yung random people that you meet when you travel?
Not necessarily. It's not an issue. Like, kunwari, I've heard like little stories, pumunta siya sa Bangkok, may ginawa, whatever. I'm okay with that. And nagjo-joke din siya, oh, you're going to Japan, borta ka na, ready ka na mag-explore. So, ang dami mga sinasabi ni partner. So, I'm just like, okay, I'll enjoy myself. Tapos sabi niya, but I'm going to follow. I said, okay. Sige, come. I have my room. You can stay in our room. So, first weekend, I'm alone.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I think, pupunta ka on the Wednesday. Follow siya sa Tokyo.
See.
So, Osaka, then Tokyo. And then Yokohama. So, it's gonna be like the full-on Japan tour.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually thinking of maybe going to... I'm a Harry Potter stan as well. So, I know that's so
it.
Like... I don't even... not condoning what the author did, but...
You must be Universal, perhaps.
I grew up with that book. I love Harry Potter. I mean, it was one of those stories that made me wake up in the morning when I was 15 and line up bookstores pa sa time na yon. Do you know that actually existed back in the bookstores?
Meron pa rin, maliliit.
Maliliit. But back in the day, they were huge. And you would like line up for the new book. I would line up for each new book every time it came out in the summer. And I'd be in either Norway or the Philippines.
Costume pa?
No, wala pang costume sa time na yun because it wasn't as big as it is now with like it became
and the
like,
merch which you can buy when you go
because
to Universal.
Wala pang face to the character during that time. It was just Harry Potter in the book. You would see the cartoon version that was painted on the book cover, so you'd know how he looked like or how she thought he'd look like. But you never actually had the Daniel Radcliffe version in your head.
Gosh, you really have to go to Universal because you have to do the spells.
I've been to Universal, but I'm going again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you do the actual spells? Like,
yeah, I did.
You got everything to move?
Yeah.
I
wasn't chosen. But they choose, they choose two,
okay.
And the two people get to do it, and then they get the free one at the end. Sabi ko, bakit hindi niyo ako pinili?
You didn't find the Pokemon though.
No,
in the
I
area.
Didn't find the Pokemon. That's why walang Pokemon kasi sa, Warner Brothers. So, there you go. And then, I'm excited to go check that out, and then I'm gonna do Mount Fuji, and then the real work starts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna bring Sarah Natacheny, the voice of Ash Ketchum, gotta be the very best, like no one ever was. I'm gonna bring her to the Pokemon Cafe with a bunch of influencers, and after that, the next day we're gonna head to Pokemon Worlds for the first day to support.
So this is a friendship formed by Pokemon.
Yes, it is. She didn't ask for our help, but we reached out to her, and then she said, "You know what? I'm actually in line for a Webby Award. I'm going up against Stephen Colbert, going up against a bunch of very, very, the Muppets." Like, she was up against five different amazing, like, well-known stars. And she's, I'm Sarah Natacheny. Like, they only know me when you say Ash Ketchum next to my name. She won. Because of the Filipinos. We got the Filipinos to support her, to vote. And we got her to guest on the Morning Rush. Got her the guest on Pokemon Philippines, and she won the Webby.
Nice.
So I'm so proud of her. And she was like, "Ash Ketchum won the championship this year. I have to win something too."
So dami mong friends, no? Aside from your markets, you have all these friends. But what to you is a acceptable friend? Are you okay with mga dramatic friends? Because you are in theater, so they are the dramatic ones. Demanding friends. What's your idea of a good friend?
A good friend is someone that you can be friends with and really cool with for a moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously there are times when you go your separate ways, do your own thing, and then see each other again, go, "Oh my gosh, mare, may mga kwento for you." You know, that's my kind of friend.
Uh-huh. Like,
someone,
hindi naman kailangan, you're not super attached na. I have to call you every week.
Yeah. No, I'm happy with just, I mean, I'm okay with that. I have a lot of, like, I'll call you every week friends, including a girlfriend of one of our friends here in the room.
So, constant dates.
At least on the phone
yeah.
or in the booth, because Kayla Rivera, for example, I've known her for so long now. We've Atlantis babies. We grew up together in the realm of showbiz and theater, and now in radio.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've seen each other's ups and downs. I've seen her in her lowest of lows. She's seen me in my lowest of lows. I've seen her in love, and she's seen me in love. So we're just there for each other, and
it's
great to have, you know, a few of those in our lives that we can actually just call once in a while and say, "Hey, what's up? Let's have a 1 hour conversation on the phone talking about nothing."
And everything nonstop.
Nonstop. But then I have a few of those in the mind.
Correct. Yeah. So I guess we were talking about that guy. We were discussing earlier na sometimes friendships go another level, whatever level that is, when there is like a life moment like what we shared with Sound of Music, or a traumatic experience, or a low talaga, or when you throw up on someone.
Oh my gosh. Have you done that?
I have. Oh, the name is EJ. Hi,
EJ Yatko.
Mr. Yatko.
I love you, EJ Yatko. We love you.
I love you so much. Oh my God, para.
When did you throw up on EJ?
That was horrible.
When was this?
It was a cast party.
Carousel?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was so bad.
Again, thank you
mo na.
To EJ Yatko for helping you as well, diba?
Yes.
For helping us with our audition for Sound of Music.
Right. If yeah, it was him not and Paula. You, and, you.
Yeah. I also was with Paula on that day. But
she must be the lucky charm for
She
auditions.
Is the lucky charm. Both of them. Both EJ, them as, yeah. EJ as well. Like he would like look for the smallest minuscule detail that goes wrong in how you sing a certain thing. And he'd be like, no, sing it like this. And then it'll sound amazing. And then he'll look at the sheet music.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll play it. And halfway through, he goes, nope, that's not how it's supposed to sound. And this is the sheet music of the actual musical. And he'll change it. And it sounds better.
And I remember you did put in a cute yodel somewhere in your audition, was it?
Yeah. Take care of you. Because it's Switzerland or Austria.
That's so there's the style.
There's a yodel. Right? So I Cute. Tried to put a little bit of that touch in there too. And that's EJ was like, yeah, do it. I think you should. But
for free. This is like a friendship.
Yeah, it's a friendship thing. And but then again, for example, I've done a couple of shows with him already. Kung paano ko naging leading lady, which, yeah, it's Tagalog, but I was an English character there. Mm-hmm. And Hair. He's also been kind of like a ride or die friend as well. Nice. So during the pandemic, we would talk a lot. We would play Animal Crossing. Like constant.
Dami mong friends, dami mong games.
Well, I mean, that was just because EJ told me to play it. You know, we should try our friends' hobbies.
Correct.
Once in a while, because I'm sure a lot of them have something that, you know, they want to share with you as well as part of their. And if you don't like it, don't do it. But if you sometimes you find yourself enjoying it and starting to get addicted to it as well, which is fun. Good addictions are good.
And it's a bonding moment.
Yeah. Wow.
It's cute how when you are a theater friend, you do have a lot of common friends as well. And yeah, it's nice also to support. We did watch like a play together, but not really like we planned it. But we were there supporting then people from the community. We watched Sasha Saturna together.
Sasha Saturna. Yeah, I remember we watched that together. And it was interesting because it was all of the alternates who were on stage, not our friends. So we're like, okay, how is this going
to
go?
We're
here to support regardless. Even if they were like the students, we were like, okay, you can do it. We were rooting for them as, I mean, I guess as actors as well. We know how it feels like to be there on stage for the first time without an audience supporting you. And and they're trying their best. They're doing the best they could. And you just want to cheer for them because you want them to do well as well. You don't want the whole experience to be awkward for everyone else who probably had their first theater experience watching
this. That day.
You're right?
Yeah. So it's the theater community is good because hindi lang siya about friendships but also supporting and making sure like kunwari, you get a new role or EJ, he's going to do a new play that he just wrote, diba, the music for, you know, those things. Parang you're also pushing everyone's creativity forward.
Yeah.
Even if you don't know them.
Yeah, and like and what's cool about, like, for example, EJ or Mike Solomon, some of the most, like, Vince De Jesus, some of the most iconic musical directors in the Philippines.
Or so, Joe Ed Balsamo.
Yes. Do you know? He was the one I met, he's the first one I met ever.
Oh, when we did that, we didn't know.
Nope. He was my music director in high school.
No.
Yes.
I would sing
classical arias. And he was there to help me, even if it was too high for me or something. He would lower the key or whatever.
Aww.
And he'd just do it all out of the goodness of his heart. And he's such a great guy. So he's out of all these music directors, he's the first one I worked with. And not even worked with. Like I studied with. Under.
He's a professor as well.
He's fantastic. So all of these four, the good thing about them, which is exactly what I was trying to, my point was that each of these directors, a musical director is only, it's not a form of just being self-absorbed with your music. Mm-hmm. This is how it's supposed to be sung. Mm-hmm. This is how it's supposed to be done. You have to also understand the actors and their capabilities. So if they are good at a certain field, if they have like a higher range or they have a scat or they have this or that or a good falsetto, then they know what to do with the song to make you sound the best you can on that stage.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are also some music directors, I've never worked with, who are like this, but who actually like say, let's stick to this because this is how it's supposed to be done, and you look like not very good on stage.
Mm-mm. They're trying to maximize.
They're trying to
make you actually have relationships kasi with us, and they know us so well. They know us when to push us. Like my last project then was with Jed Balsamo. It was Zarzuela.
Yeah.
And it was a big challenge, but I knew he knew my voice really well because we sing at home.
Yeah.
And he even changed the instrumentation so that my voice would pop up. He didn't make it piano because piano matches my voice too well. So he made it guitar and cello.
Cello. Wow.
Yeah, so sabi niya, don't worry, your voice will pop up. But he was also like, oh, wala tong ano, mic, wala kaming lapel mic. And the mics were just on the floor and one above. Like
no.
The challenge
is... I saw that actually, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that one show?
Yeah, El was looking for you. It's like, why isn't Marky here? Oh, the next one.
I'll be there. Promise.
No. I mean, why are you not... in the show.
Next one, I'll be in the show. We do all our shows together. We gotta be in the show together next.
You've had a long day and I'm really glad that you're here. Thank you for being such a friend.
Oh.
So now with this podcast, you know, we really didn't know what we were gonna do at the end, but I realized that not everyone gets to be enlightened by individuals like you or other guests like Isa Calzado or my coach James. So if there's someone listening who really needs to hear something from you, can you give them like an affirmation that they could listen to as your friend? Kasi parang that's their like special, that's our special connection, but let's give that to them. Like what could you impart as a great friend? Like what advice could you give or like an affirmation that they could kind of get what you do in life? Kasi you're very good at, you're great at being a friend.
If you love doing something, don't let anyone tell you can't do it. Because if you put your heart and your mind and your soul into it, and you love it,
mm-hmm.
like, I don't know if you watch Sister Act 2. If you wake up in the morning and all you want to be is a singer, you're meant to be a singer.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're meant to do what you want to do, what you love to do. But of course, it's under the constraints of, for example, you need to make the money. So you need to find things to do on the side to make that money. Or if you're fortunate enough to do something that you love, like, well, I guess myself and Kirill, things that we get to do in life that are what we love and still make money from it, that is the biggest joy in life. Because you only have one life to live. In this one life that we have, money is not the end-all, be-all, this perfect Instagram relationship isn't the be all end all. It's if you wake up in the morning and you say, oh my gosh, I'm so happy. It's 5 a.m. I'm going to radio, but I love what I do. I love every second of it. It's never going to become work. It'll just be life.
And where can future aspiring drag queens buy heels? Because I just remembered that it's impossible to buy heels for, you know, men's size. Or even my mom, she has big feet, so she has a hard time finding them here. So where can you find them? This is valuable advice
okay,
right here.
You can talk to Aaron Montoya, Job Dacon, a lot. There's a lot of big stylists. Omar Sally was the one who made my pink boots.
Okay. Oh, so it's a custom-made.
Custom-made. Because I have size 10 feet. I don't think I'm going to find heels my size.
So this is a valid question. Yes. And this is valuable information.
I think there is one really good one as well. Basta. There are so many. Marikina. They're all Marikina and Kainta. That's where they have all of the shoemakers.
Uh-huh.
And it's so cheap. It's much cheaper than you'd expect. Send me a message na lang. I'll send you all of my contacts. Madami akong contacts who do custom-made boots and heels as well. But, I mean, it's been a while. I've been going to buff mode now. So I'm avoiding the skinny twink vibe that I used to do in the past few years. But now I'm trying to, like, bulk up. Thank you, Coach Ray, for my body.
So what do you call this? If it's not skinny twink, is that what you're saying? That was the old
It's
one?
A skinny twink. Yeah, that's what it is. That's when you're very skinny.
Ano na yon is?
Like a Troye Sivan.
Okay.
I had my dad bod era for a bit because I had the bulk, so lots of protein, lots of carbs just so that I get that size. My problem kasi before is I would get big And then when I started cardio, I would shrink again and go back to my Twinkie body. What I want kasi now is to get that bulk up top and in my puwet. And then shrink this. So it involved a lot of other things that I needed. Like, I want to try something new this time around.
Okay.
Shout out to Beauty Lab. I tried bulking first and then just getting mesolipo here.
I see.
The middle area. But this is the only thing that shrinks. You know, it's all trial and error. You try something new and then... And then if it works, it works. If not, try something new, try something else. And I guess that's what life is as well.
Yeah.
Just always try new things. Don't be afraid to try something new. Because, again, we only have one life to live. And who knows, you might actually enjoy this new thing. A new endeavor, a new adventure, a new country, a new friend.
Nux. Thank you, friend. Chingu.
Thank you, friend.
Because it's case drama. Yeah, Chingu. Hindi bagay, pero cute pa rin.
No, but I do watch a lot of, I mean, I don't, I'm not a, a big K-drama fan, but I have watched a couple of K-horror.
Ah.
I'm a K-horror stan. Like, if,
I see. Not the mga zombies.
So. Mga zombie din. Mga zombie din. I don't know. I enjoy those Train to Busan kind
right.
of thing. So, whenever there's a horror case.
Yung mga nasa school.
Yung mga nasa school. Or yung mga nasa apartment building.
Oh, that one. I saw that.
You saw that one too. Yeah. So, I'm a fan of those. The ones where, you know, there's just something always at stake. My dramas, I get from the Latinos.
Latino. So is it still
the
telenovela?
Telenovela, yeah.
Ah.
Telenovela.
Si,
so like
si
I'm
señor.
A, si señor. I'm a fan of a lot of the South American, Spanish, money heists thing. And I just enjoy watching amazing actors from other countries and rooting for them. Seeing how they will grow and become international stars like Dolly De Leon, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I want to see more of those. I want to see more Filipinos have the opportunity to show their talents abroad and really get the recognition they deserve.
So here's to more projects. And of course, your show is Morning Rush. That's every day, Monday to Friday.
6 to 10 a.m. And yeah, that's on RX 93.1.
And your social, so that we could follow your every adventure.
Marky Strom, MarkiStroem on, well, everything. Except Facebook has a space.
Yes.
Everything else is Marky Strom. And please support our Filipino delegates. Not just in Pokemon, but in acting, in singing, in dancing, in pageant, in drag, in whatever.
Nice.
Let's just support the Filipinos.
Perfect. Yeah. Thank you for being so pro-Pinoy. I love it.
You bring
it out in me as well.
It's it's one of those things. Pinoy pride is not just, everyone's always like, oh, puro Pinoy pride, Pinoy. No, it's something that we should be proud about.
Correct.
Because I think we have one of the most talented cultures in the world, and we just don't have that stage to showcase what we have, and I just hope that we get more of that.
Yeah, we're building it. It's getting stronger and stronger, and so many fans are supporting not a Philippine theater, everything.
It's bringing the community together.
Yeah, the communities are getting bigger and stronger.
Yeah.
Thanks to people like you.
And people like you, and people like you know, every single person that we've worked with, even in Sound of Music, the people who aren't necessarily just Filipino. Shout out to you guys. They were also there just supporting us, and we were supporting them. And I think that's how it should be in anything that we do. Like, walang inggitan. Walang inggitan dapat. Dapat, I don't know, we should be happy for the people who are doing well and are, you know, have something wonderful in their lives.
Yes,
competition is good, healthy competition,
right.
But walang siraan. We don't want to put people down.
People are doing well. It's great
up.
For the community. More projects happen.
Let's
a great positive vibe.
Yeah. I think that's the thing. Kung may nega, block. Hindi na kailangan sa buhay ang nega. Just remove them from, like, literally, you're happy for them. They're not probably happy for you. You're happy for them because they are living their truth. But don't live your truth in my space.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be surrounded by people who are pushing you to succeed as opposed to wanting to push you down.
Yeah, and I'm happy. happy I have you with me on that journey.
Yes.
Professionally.
Hey, look at us.
Love-wise and everything. Yeah. Thank you so much. Let's give a big hand to Mikey. Strum. Yeah, get it right, guys.
Yeah, three kings.
Yeah, tatlong hari and strum.
Strum.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back with more theater projects. Goodbye. Goodbye. See you guys. Good night.
Good night. Bye. See you.
All right. Next up on Case Drama.
I have really like problematic skin, so I just use the products that I've been using for years. Parang no time to experiment. So Dr. Bello and Dr. Carlo of Bello in Shangri-La Mall, they have given me this program and I just stick to it.